34 goals the postscript.
Hello, I'm Chris Sharp, and welcome to 134 Goals and the Posh Postscript. I look back at yesterday's 1-0 loss to Coventry City. I scratch my head and I wonder quite where did it all go so wrong. So, looking back at yesterday's game, I think I can sum this up by saying it was two poor sides playing in poor conditions, which resulted in a particularly poor game of football. It was one to quickly forget. I won't be particularly upbeat during this podcast, I would imagine, because I'm still annoyed about it, to tell you the truth, because I know that we can do so much better, but we fail to do that. And that, for me, is reminiscent of the dark days of the Ferguson era, where players don't seem to have the energy or the commitment or the desire, which is something that has been very much apparent in Robbo's team over the last six or so matches. But yesterday, I know Robbo has said in his press conference that the players gave their all. Really, I don't think that they did. There's only a few of them that, for me, walk away with any credit, and that's Bozzy Smithy, who was my man of the match. He was the most incisive and attacking-minded of all the players on the field. John Taylor, he had a good game. And Luke Williams, he certainly shone when he started the second half. He looked very much in control, very confident, full of poise. He was an elegant, intelligent player. But as the game wore on and he wasn't getting the kind of service that he deserved, then again, it all started to go down to the same sorry level. And yeah, overall, you have to look at the players that were on that field yesterday, and you surely have to consider that their standards have slipped yesterday, certainly in terms of the benchmark that they have previously set under Robbo. That was nowhere near the same level of commitment that he's asked from them in the past and they've given. And so that rightfully raises the question, are the players good enough for the club's ambitions? And on yesterday's performance, there is a clear answer of no. Obviously, they can turn that around and do something about it, and they very much need to do that, I believe. But it wasn't a good performance all around yesterday. And obviously, yeah, I know the conditions didn't help. It was windy, which made playing any kind of football difficult. However, if it is windy and you can't pass from one side of the pitch to the other with a great deal of consistency and accuracy, then surely you pay the ball short and you play the ball on the deck. That is something that too often we fail to do. There was one glimmer towards the end of the first half where Smithy, Taylor combined down the right-hand wing, and there was four or five first touch passes which just tore Coventry apart, and Smith burst into the box onto the ball, which unfortunately bounced onto his shin and bounced out for a goal kick. And that, ladies and gentlemen, was probably about as good as it got yesterday afternoon. It's a question of not taking your chances when they were there. Robbo said in his post-match that he wants his players to be more incisive and to not try to set up the perfect goal and the perfect shot. And I have to say, I would agree with him. That all too often, when we did get an opportunity, players were taking one touch, two touch, trying to set something up which was absolutely perfect for them, rather than just putting the toe in and putting some power behind a shot, any shot, because in a crowded box you don't know what's going to happen. Yes, it may go straight in, it may take a deflection, you've got a chance of getting a goal. If you're taking touches, it just gives the defence time to smother you and snub out any attack you've got. And that is the lesson that has got to be learned from yesterday. It was not great, and I'm still annoyed about it, and I think I probably will be for the rest of the weekend, but there we go. So I would also question some of the tactics that we used yesterday. Now, we haven't got the tallest of forwards, and yesterday we were up against Martin and Pennington, who were both well over 6'2", 6'3", and our forwards, not exactly known for their heading ability, yet we consistently lumped the ball up to them, expecting them to win the headers and get the ball under control. It didn't happen. It was never going to happen. And why we persisted with that tactic just absolutely defeated me. So you would think that, knowing that we've got some physical challenges for our forwards in terms of competing for high balls, and given the weather conditions and the high winds, you would play the ball on the floor. But no, we didn't do that. We just consistently lumped it up there on a speculative punt. Well, that's what it looked like from where I was sitting, and it just didn't work, and it was never going to work. And you'd have to ask, well, why didn't we play the ball on the floor? Well, our creative players, Taylor and Newell. Newell wasn't on his best game. He was quite quiet, ineffective. Taylor was having some inroads with Smith on the right-hand flank to start off with, but then Taylor and Newell mysteriously swapped over. Obviously, that didn't work, but when it was seen not to be working, why on earth didn't they just switch back again? I don't know. That was an opportunity not taken, I have to say. And it would have been easy to fix. But if you look at the players that were available and the people on the bench, well, we haven't got Ostuma, we haven't got Norris. The kind of players that are cultured will take the ball on the floor, they weren't available to us. Again, that is a tactic that's, that kind of backfired on us yesterday. So yeah, I know I'm sounding miserable and depressed, but quite frankly, after yesterday, it's hard to feel any other way. And it was a big crowd, which was great. 7,300, fantastic. 6,600 home fans, which is our biggest gate, I think, of the year. And you have to ask the question: will they be rushing back to see more of the same? Well, no, quite frankly, because it was awful. You know, the 860 Coventry fans, they'll be delighted. They had a great day out. They bet they can't wait to return, because all we've done this season so far is gift wrap them 6 points. There was the capitulation at the Rico back in October, and then we generously gave them all 3 points yesterday. Yeah, so very disappointing, and we must do so much better. And this now is the acid test for Robbo, because he's got a matter of 5 days, 6 days to turn things around, because next Friday we're away at Scunthorpe. We have got to do an awful lot better than this. He has got new players in, so we'll have a chance to work with them for the week. But overall, we have got to put in a far better performance than we did on Saturday, because otherwise the season is over. Yeah, and certainly Robbo's honeymoon is over. Well, the management team's honeymoon is over. The guys have now got this test. They've got to turn around from a very poor performance. It's not like going up to Preston and losing there, because, you know, everybody kind of expected that. Preston are a very difficult team to play against at the best of times. But Coventry, it was slipping back into the Ferguson era of losing to the poor teams at the bottom end of the table, and we've done it yet again. So yeah, time to turn things around, and there isn't any second chances. There's just 7 games left of the season, so each game is absolutely critical. Personally, after yesterday, I really am questioning whether we will have the ability to make the playoffs. And then if we do, given that performance, I fear the worst. If we did get into the playoffs, or miraculously somehow managed to get into the championship with this side, we would struggle like hell. Anyway, I'm going to get off my high horse now. Thanks for listening. Not a great weekend for Posh fans. It can only get better, surely. So in the meantime, thanks for listening, and keep it posh.
134 goals sent to the postscript.
Can we do that together?
Oh, I thought we would.
Oh, okay,
Sam, all of these are ours, and including the fun.
Who? We're going to say
no,
who?
So you'll do the posh
postscript. I need you to put your head back.